today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
So, Niklas, what's in your bag? All right, we're here at Seven Locks Brewing in Rockville, Maryland, everyone.
Yeah.
We have a good crowd here now, and a good crowd, a bit soaked at this point, perhaps,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That's the best kind of crowd.
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. We're enjoying some beers, and we're talking about music, and basically everybody here at the Suburbs Fest 2022 can come up and record a 10-minute episode with us.
That's right.
On whatever topic you choose. And you're going to hear some noise here in the background, listeners. That's because everybody's having a good time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So let's just
leave it at that. Okay. Now, today's guest is Niklas Nygaard.
Niklas.
We should introduce ourselves.
Oh.
I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
If you don't know that after 1,500 episodes, I don't know where you are. But welcome, Niklas, and thanks for the beer.
Niklas.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Getting close on that. All right. I got to adjust the mic setting here because Bud was very loud. And, he projects. Now,
yes.
Niklas is a little quieter. He's a, would you say, I'm not going to get into that. I don't know. He's a very proper Swedish gentleman.
Let's yes, he is.
That. Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm. And a very talented musician as well.
Very talented musician and a wonderful person. And he spent some time at the house here, Suburbs Fest, and got to meet Shadow.
Oh, that's right. The Shadow experience. How was that, Niklas?
I love Shadow.
All right.
Yeah, he's my best friend. Sorry.
Patrick, you've been usurped. No. Yes. Shadow has a new best friend.
Oh.
Sorry. All right.
I got to win him back.
All right.
It's my mission.
Niklas, you win, I think, right? You're the new record holder for farthest distance traveled to Suburbs Fest.
I would think so.
How many miles are we talking from? Where are you in Sweden?
Oh, miles. I don't know miles, you know.
We've got
kilometers.
Okay, well, give us that. What is that?
I think about 6,500.
Oh. Wow. That's a long way.
That's a big number. Yeah. And you had to go. You had to travel by like plane, train, and automobile to get here, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it was it was quite the ordeal.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Probably dog sled too, right? Maybe.
I got to say really quick that last night my wife attended the Hootenanny, and she had an amazing amount of music to watch and all this stuff. And this morning I asked her like, "What did you like best about last night?" And she said, I love those things that Steven and his dad and Niklas were wearing around their necks, and I want to get one.
What are the things?
You recognize this one. Yeah,
I do recognize that one. Yes, it's DC United, folks. Yes.
So it's scarves, right?
Yeah, so it's just a scarf that you guys wear around your neck.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Much, yeah.
I never thought of it. Niklas has got an awesome one, too. Is it like a snood? Okay.
And you wear these for warmth or fashion or...
Not really fashion.
Okay.
Is it? No. Warmth.
Yeah. It's warm. Yeah. That's what Sheila said. It sounds like I would keep my neck so warm and I'm always cold there. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right.
Plus, they're just way more stylish than we are anyway.
It's always so damn hot here that I don't think of these things.
Unless it was
things.
A cooling scarf.
Yeah, that might work. Okay. We have 10 minutes on the clock. You travel all this way, you get 10 goddamn minutes. Right? 10 minutes on the clock. Niklas, what do you have for us?
Yeah. Yesterday, Bud Verge came here with some records, and I swear I didn't know that he was going to do that.
Holy
Christmas!
No way!
Wow, this is...
But, you know,
I love this trend.
Artists are American, right?
Right.
So, before I went here, I picked up a few Swedish records.
Oh, beautiful.
So I'll give you some backgrounds on these.
Okay.
And these will be up for grabs as well.
Wow, that's amazing.
So what? So wait, hang on. So Niklas, what's in your bag?
Well, the first one is Hepstars.
Hepstars.
This is a 60s pop band. And I know this is a terrible podcast, but do you recognize this guy?
No.
That's Benny Andersson of ABBA.
Oh, is it really? Oh,
so
my goodness.
This is his first band.
Wow.
Where he played organ for 5 years.
Wow. I had no clue.
ABBA. Yeah. So this is really good. And some of his first songs are on here.
Oh, okay.
Some
beautiful.
Really good ones.
Great for ABBA fans.
So hang on. Yeah. I think we have to redo the rules of this game now. None of you people are getting any of these records. I was going to say that right now.
The host will confiscate them.
That's right. All right. Go on.
Yeah.
So Hep Stars. Awesome.
Hep Stars. Yeah. So the next one, Ratata,
okay.
Which is an 80s pop group. They both became producers after this and produced a lot of different Swedish pop artists.
Okay.
So I believe they sold about 100,000, and that may not sound much, but this is in Swedish. So their only market is in Sweden.
So that's pretty good.
100,000 is probably a double platinum or something. Yeah.
Ratata.
Yes. Is that how you say it? Ratata. All right.
And here is Eva Dahlgren. Eva. And she's been around since the late 70s. This is probably her breakthrough record, I'd say, the end of the 80s. The one that she put out after this was a major hit. She probably sold a couple of 100,000.
Wow.
That one. But this is really good singer-songwriter.
She looks a little bit like Amy Mann.
It was kind
she
of.
She does.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Till Tuesday?
She looks
yeah.
a lot like.
Yeah. yeah. She's got that same kind of haunting,
right.
alluring
right.
stare. Yeah, I love it.
She's actually married to a woman called Eva.
Really?
Yeah, so it's Eva and Eva.
Eva and Eva.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
And her wife is a famous Swedish jewelry designer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Power couple.
Yes.
Very nice.
And for the next one, we have Lolita Pop. And the hit single off of this one is Tarzan on a Big Red Scooter. So that might explain it, yeah?
Tarzan on a Big Red Scooter. Who doesn't know that one?
And the guy playing bass and guitar on this one is called Bengt Söderberg. And if you know any Söderbergs, the sister Söderberg, First Aid Kit.
Yeah, okay.
This is their dad.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
And their dad produced their first two albums. And he's their sound engineer.
Amazing.
Yeah. And this is a really good record as well.
Will he be producing Second Aid Kit at any point?
Well, we hope so. Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. So next up, how would you pronounce this?
Orup?
Orup. Not bad. Orup.
Orup.
Yeah,
okay.
Orup.
All right.
So he was in a couple of bands before he went solo. Intermezzo and Ubangi. And they had some semi-hits. But once he released this one, he was the king of pop in Sweden. So you got the likes of Stay With You, Stanna Hos Dig, which is a duet with a singer from Lolita Pop.
Oh, okay.
Number of hits, like top 10 hits on that one.
And really?
On the Warner Brothers, I guess the Warner Brothers Sweden.
So this is a
Swedish.
Big star.
Yes.
Oh, I like the looks of that.
Yeah. So this is Magnus Uggla. Magnus Owl. Yeah.
I'm just gonna set this one over here.
Yeah. This is a compilation, 75 to 85.
That looks good.
Yeah, the 70s stuff he put out are really, really good stuff. Because his biggest idol was David Bowie.
Ah.
Yeah. So he went to London to see him, came back, and he put on all the makeup, had the big boots and all that. When he came into the 80s, a little bit too polished, you know, the 80s production, like overproduction maybe, but still very solid record.
75 to 85.
Yes.
Compilation. That looks fantastic.
Highly recommended. So, two left.
Okay.
Gremlins. Gremlins? How would you say?
Gremlins?
Gremlins.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, this is the Swedish answer to Traveling Wilburys.
Oh, is it really? Wow.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So these two guys in the middle, they are fairly big on their own as solo artists. So, they thought they're just... And the sound resembles the Traveling Wilburys sound as well, in my opinion.
Right? Kind of like a folk rock, folk pop. Okay.
And this sold almost 200,000 as well.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Geez, so these are huge hit records you're talking about, some of these. Yeah.
Nice. There you go.
So, and the last one, you may recognize this one. She was part of a duo that hit. They had three number one hits in the U.S., Roxette.
Oh, Roxette. Yeah.
I was trying to picture
that.
No, that's the Ace of Base.
Ace of Base.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
The look.
The look.
Yeah. The look was Roxette. Okay.
But she had a career on her own, a solo career. And she's a fantastic singer-songwriter. And this sold more than 100,000 as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
After the Storm.
After the Storm. Well done, Patrick.
Thank you very much.
When did you learn to speak Swedish?
I don't,
I'm so impressed.
But yes. I admire that you speak English so well.
Well, this is the very nice singer-songwriter album.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So wonderful.
There we go.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? That's incredible. It really is. And you had no idea Bud was going to bring up a bag of records.
I had no idea, no. So I was planning something else, and then I thought, no, I'll do this for the podcast.
I'm encouraging this, folks, as a trend every time we record live.
This is pretty great. So, wow.
You share gifts with the community. It's beautiful.
Yes. That's what the community is all about, right?
Wonderful. I was actually thinking about talking about which countries are net exporters of music. But that's so dry, so I didn't do that. But we can throw that in now.
You have a couple of minutes here on the timer. What's your thoughts on this?
So, do you know how many countries are net exporters of music?
No.
Meaning that the music is consumed more outside?
Or the revenue or the money.
I see. Outside the country as opposed to just inside, right? Well, I mean, I'm going to guess that Sweden is one of those, right? Because you produce so many like pop hits, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Only three countries in the whole world. The U.S., of course, the U.K., and Sweden.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not only, you know, the ones that provide songs for the top 10 hits and stuff. We've got a huge metal scene.
right.
The Gothenburg sound and so forth. And, yeah, it's quite amazing. I mean, we're a country of 10 million people.
Well, I watched that one little, there was like a little documentary on Netflix about the Swedish sort of like pop producers.
Yeah.
And all of the sort of, many of the big American hit, like top 40 songs, these artists will go over to Sweden, right? Where they have these, just this whole system of songwriters and producers who create these massive hits like Britney Spears and stuff like that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Beautiful.
There you go.
So, Niklas, we've got the Archaics cassette left. We've got Anthony and the Johnsons. We've got My Forever DJ. We still got Red, White, and Crew. You need to take one of these Julie Oceans.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. That's Hunter's Hunter's band.
And we've also got Chad and Carole King, Rhymes and Reasons.
I'll do this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want another one? Because we do have more of these.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Right, Julie Ocean. Very good.
All right. Beautiful.
Okay. Now, you have to answer a random question. You pick a number between 1 and 20.
Four.
Okay. All right. Harry, are you guys ready for this? Niklas's random question. Who is the greatest living human?
It's a close tie between Jim Lanahan and Patrick Foster.
What a setup. What a setup. Thank you. Well done, Jim.
All right. So he gives us beer. He compliments us. He brings us records. You know, man.
Thought you were going to say Alexander Isak.
But come on. Come visit us more often, Niklas, right? Yeah. Niklas Nygaards, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, if it was greatest living mammal, Shadow.
Shadow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We have somebody for tomorrow. I know we already have somebody lined up for tomorrow, so let's get out of here. It's Rockin' Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Ratata, ratata.